Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Farts make me square.
Start when you're ready.
Podcast!
It's not for me. Welcome everyone to the Sloppy Joe's podcast. My name is Joe, and that there is Joe.
You look special.
We're making the most out of the live show magician's outfit.
Who have you come as? Count
Magic Fingers McGrath.
I thought you were like a vampire. Struggles to count Dracula. Who else is here? Ladies and gentlemen, he needs no introduction on this Friday afternoon, Ethan James!
In moments of just calm when you two are speaking, now and again, Ethan will just put the camera on me, when I just have the silliest of faces, it's my resting face.
You've got a resting snitch face, haven't you? That's what you've got.
Just to catch me out. Welcome to the weekend. Your weekend starts right here. I tell you what, I never got over Dermot O'Leary saying that on X Factor when I was a kid.
What?
Your Saturday night starts right here.
When he came out and said, your Saturday night starts right here on the X Factor when I was young, I fucking buzzed.
Did you believe him?
Yeah, but I was like, is it though? Like, because he's
half eight. You'd already had a Chinese.
Half eight.
Like, I thought the weekend started when Dad put the delivery in.
And the fucking duck arrived.
And said, bosh.
No, but he came out and the fucking...
I've just realised. There's something I've genuinely realised. I know what your dad looks like. I think I've met him, haven't I, once?
You've met him twice?
Yeah.
You've not seen him...
I've met him, I know him.
The live show.
In my head, do you know that bloke who's the
Tom Skinner.
Who's the boss bloke, yeah. Right? Whenever... I didn't realise I thought this. Do you know, like, subconsciously, like, some people... Like, I've got some people in my mind who are bald, who aren't even bald. Do you know what I mean? Like, for some reason, Cam, who used to work here, in my head, he's a bald man. But I know he isn't. In my head, that Bosch guy is your dad.
Really?
Yeah. And I've only just realised it. Every time I watch his videos, I think, I like him because that's Joe's dad. But it's not your dad,
it's
obviously.
Not my dad. Oh. And I think I'd like the lifestyle, just going around eating Chinese restaurants.
Fucking loves it.
What are we talking about?
Your Saturday night starts right here.
Howard Dermot adding these fucking fingers.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, your weekend starts right here.
Yes.
I want to talk about Eurovision.
A full 24 hours before Dermot was saying it, by the way. So if you hear him say it, he's fucking right late.
Eurovision this weekend, hosted in Liverpool. It's an event that I've got to say has done such a 180 in my life.
Oh.
I used to hate it. But now recently, over the last 4 or 5 years...
You hate it?
I love it.
You love it?
I fucking love
can't get enough of it.
I think it's class. I think it's mint that everyone comes together and watch it. Do you know what I love?
Songs?
Spectacles. Not the ones, spectacles in like events. Your WrestleManias. Oof. Your Champions League finals.
Your, I don't know, Super Bowls.
Your Grand Nationals.
Your granddad, I bet you were saying. Your granddad shitting himself at his 60th wedding anniversary.
I love it all. If it's televised and we're all having fun, why not?
Yes.
So Eurovision's in Liverpool this year because...
What do you make of the jokes, the slanderous anti-Liverpool jokes that we've seen where people are saying, you know, obviously Ukraine won it last year. Typically the host that will be the winner from the previous year. I've heard such things as, you know, we couldn't do it in Ukraine because it's a war zone. So we got the closest thing in Liverpool. They wanted somewhere that was, you know, bombed. Rubble, just an absolute disgusting mess. So they went with Liverpool. What do you make of those sorts of jokes? Because to me, that's below the belt, Joe.
It is. Here's the thing I'd say about Liverpool, right? And you're not going to like this.
Oh, no.
When it comes to football, obviously, there's that real hatred between Man United and Liverpool and just the Manchester clubs and Liverpool in general.
And Manchester and Liverpool in general, I think.
Yeah, but only because of football.
No, it's not just because of football.
And I know it does go way, way back.
Yeah.
But football doesn't help. Whereas if you go out on a night out in Liverpool, it's fucking belting.
What a place.
Like, and actually, it's quite beautiful. By the sea.
It is nice. No, you know what?
Good food. So it's good.
It's a good place.
Why we don't really like each other too much is we're quite similar. Yeah. And then that's where we fight.
It's like Liam and Noel Gallagher.
It is. Yeah. Whereas when they get together, fucking...
Which one's which? I think Liverpool would be Liam.
Yeah, Liverpool is Liam because it's got an edge to it.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll, a bit more rock and roll than us. But we're Noel because we're fucking minted.
Yeah.
We've got all the money and we actually fucking came up with it all.
Do you know what I mean?
We're smarter than them.
Yeah.
So Liam can have the glamour, but he's not making 800 million quid off Oasis, is he? Oof. And the rest.
Crikey. I've heard. So are you going to be watching then?
So obviously there's 35 countries.
Obviously.
Did you not know?
No.
What do you think happens in Eurovision?
I think an amount of
talk me
of
through
countries.
The start to the end.
All right. First of all, it's Scott Mills or Graham Norton?
What?
Scott Mills is the one that announces our scores, isn't he? Or has done. Then you've got Graham.
Carry on.
Usually Graham Norton. It used to be Mr. Terry Wogan, who unfortunately, I think he died.
Yeah.
Yeah, Wogan died. And in replacement for Wogan, we got Norton. And he basically for 4 hours takes the piss out of the hosts,
yeah,
the venue, the acts, the concept itself, the winners, the point scoring, and the eventual party.
Yeah.
A bit xenophobic actually, isn't it?
Oh, is it, do you think?
You're taking the piss out of all those other nations.
Not, well, if you do every single one, surely that's fine.
And also yeah, you can take the piss out of someone without it being about their nation or
can
where they're
from. Can you take the piss out of the Germans, for instance, Ethan?
Oh yes.
Go for it.
I don't have anything to say on the Germans.
No, just a second ago, when Joe said, can you take the piss out of the Germans? And you went, oh, yeah. Like, I could see that the ideas fizzing around your head, and then now...
Yeah. Yeah, you said it's easy. You know, you call Graham Norton out. Go on.
Well, they bloody love a big sausage, those Germans, don't they?
Sexist. I tell you something, right? Do you know... You hear these songs sang, these sort of anti-German songs. Obviously, also in pubs by racists.
But the one that you hear... last time you were in a pub and heard an anti-German song?
Oh.
The 50s. I don't know.
You hear it all the time.
Where?
You go out to nice pubs, you go to workshop for a few nights out and you'll hear it. The one that I take umbrage with, do you know the old Two World Wars and One World Cup? Do you know that song?
Yeah.
Where people sing it basically saying, we won two world wars and a world cup.
Yeah.
Do you know the truth of the matter? I'd much rather have won no world wars and four world cups, which is what they've done. Do you know what I mean? And also, because they were the aggressor, it just went back to how it was before.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's way
it's
better
really
for them.
Switch.
Yes. Imagine that. So basically, what? Europe goes back to how it was before.
Now there's a lot of hassle though, isn't there?
There's loads of hassle.
Germany.
I get all that. I know all that
was hassle.
But they've got four World Cups to show for it. They've got four World Cups to show for it. We've got one. But... honestly, as far as that song is concerned, I think they're on the good side.
True, Ethan.
Do I think Germany were on the good side?
No.
In terms of post-war, what would you rather have?
Yes, they didn't win any of the wars. But they're doing very well now and they've got four World
who's
Cups.
Who's got it? Götze scored a last minute winner.
They've got a better GDP as well, don't they?
You know what I mean?
Good at cars.
PT.
GDP. GDP. Got brilliant at making
Except
cars
and
that.
It's going to be called Chat GDP. Love that little pun there.
Yeah, nice.
Cut that.
Go on.
Please.
That's really bad. That's stealing. So go on. Which one would you rather be in?
Oh, I think I'd rather be in England every day of the week.
Have you been to Germany?
He was expecting a cheer there, wasn't he? Yeah, he was expecting that. Really?
Have you been to Germany?
I've never been to Germany. I've heard it's great.
I wouldn't mind if any German viewers could help me out.
Go on.
I think I'm barred from Germany.
What?
I think I'm barred from Germany.
Yeah, I did not hear you. I meant, what's going on there?
I didn't play a tram fine. 4 years ago.
Oh, that's going to rack up as well.
It's going to be good. I was just wondering when I get a knock on the door. But I've moved house 3 times. I'm going to fart, by the way. Ooh. So, yeah, so hopefully, I'm just worried if I ever go back and I get to the passport bit and go scan it.
Yeah.
And then just go, oh. Either.
Either?
Either's not
is that
with
the
me.
Name it says in your passport?
No, I've left him at home, either. Either pay a fucking big fine now,
yeah, 60
or
grand.
Turn around and fuck off. 60 grand.
It multiplies. Every time that tram runs, double it. That tram has been running every day since you left.
Double it?
Double it. You're looking at thousands, man.
Nah, you're not looking at thousands, mate. If you keep doubling,
you're looking at billions.
60 quid. You're looking at billions.
Yeah.
I'm fucked.
You fucked it. I had to pay a bus fine in Italy, and we got scared and paid it. I was trying to tell them my wrong name. No, me and my sister. Me and Lizzie. Who was my sister?
Why did you get a bus fine?
Because we didn't...
Spit it again.
Because in Italy, right... And I don't
here
wanna,
we go. It's all coming out.
I don't want to be generalising here, but it seems as though for a lot of people in some places, it seems quite an optional system as to whether you pay for your bus ticket or not. Because in Rome, here's the system: you don't pay the driver for a ticket. Do you know here? You get on, you go single to town. There you go. Dick, 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 dick. That's the sound of the machine printing out. Then you pay them. You go to the back of the bus with your ticket in hand. There. You buy the ticket, not from the bus driver, the man who owns the bus or works on the bus, from a coffee shop around the corner that might just be somewhere ideally. So you go to like a kiosk and you get a bus ticket. But then when you get on the bus, not just having the ticket isn't enough.
No.
You have to scan the ticket when you get on and then scan it when you get off again.
Oh, that can
it's just
fuck
so
off,
much.
They're just trying to get you out.
So what happened is we bought tickets and we're in a rush. We're getting to the airport. Forgot to scan them when we got on. Then the ticket bus blokes came on and we're like, "Oh, you haven't scanned it." We're like, "Yeah, but we've got a ticket."
Right? Start getting
just,
a bit leery.
Can we just scan it now? And they're like, "What's your name?" Yeah, they're like, "Give us your passports." And I was like, "We ain't got our passports." We did, but we ain't got them. We ain't got any ID on us.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Lizzie made us tell them our real names. But I just thought it's just a. And then we went to Napoli the other week. It was just like, "Yeah, just get on." No one had any tickets. The scanning machine didn't even work.
I mean, I was fined once for putting my feet up on the seat in Liverpool.
Really?
On a tram.
That's harsh, isn't it?
I had to pay that as well. Dad made me.
You got any fun stories this week?
Mine was Eurovision. What's yours?
Oh, yeah, I've got one.
Is it?
And
yours and Ethan's are always a bit dark.
Well, I've got one. This isn't dark at all.
So random. Do you remember the first week we did this and you brought up this story about a guy who was found alive after five weeks of staying in a ship underwater?
It wasn't 5 weeks.
I listened back to that the other day. I said, that was wild.
Well, this one has been doing the rounds. And I thought, we've literally got the man to solve this.
Here we go. It's either me or Ethan. So it's either about dodgy parking, dodgy driving instructors or chicken selects.
Well... You'd have to tell me who do you think I'm going to call on for advice here. 500 pounds of pasta dumped in the woods could have a serious threat to town. Have you seen this?
Huh?
A penny for your thoughts.
Hold on. That's good.
As a small New Jersey town was shocked to find 500 pounds of pasta dumped in the nearby woods. The starchy discovery was made by a local resident taking a stroll near their home. After spotting the bizarre amount of carbs knocking around, they decided to alert someone who ran for city council. The mayor and his posse continue to ignore this area. No surprise that we see the dumping of construction and other garbage this week. The best bit is all the pasta puns that have been going around. It was pasta expiration date. There's one. We should send the perpetrators to the state penitentiary.
That's good.
That was another one. Regardless of the joke, it does seem as though that it's actually not a good thing because it's getting into the water supply and it might kill people. Oh. Look at all that pasta in the woods. What would you do with that? You're a man that knows how to put away a lot of pasta.
How easy would it be to turn that water into some sort of bolognese? Because if you pull that off, you make some sort of an event. Everyone brings a fork. It's a fucking good day out.
Putting all that pasta in the river and turning the local river into a bolognese. How difficult would it be to turn that water into a bolognese?
Do you remember the Wembley lasagna?
Yeah.
What happened there with the Wembley lasagna?
Well, we'd have a fix for that.
It was a solution during COVID, during lockdown, that someone suggested that there was plans to make... a big lasagna on the Wembley Stadium, and since that the pitch has got underground heating, that'll cook the lasagna from the bottom, and then they're going to fly all these drones in over the top of Wembley Stadium and take little slices of the lasagna and drop them in all the houses across the UK who are locked in due to lockdown.
Did it happen? Didn't you get yours?
Do you know the biggest ever pancake ever made in the world was in Rochdale by the Co-op? Mad.
That's was a good
every
fact
year about. I'm reminded of it.
Why?
Because I always Google facts about Pancake Day.
So you're not reminded of it. Every year you remind yourself about it.
Let me Google biggest pancakes. Biggest pancake.
Why is it already purple?
Rochdale. 1994 or so, unfortunately I missed it. 49 foot. Look at the fucking size of this. Put a picture in it. Are you mad?
Why is it so crisp? I've had pancakes that are that wide that don't hold their own weight. This thing's 49 fucking foot across and it's holding up. That's... It's leaning. How can that hold its own weight? That's not a pancake. Oh. That's a fucking giant CD.
Even
it's a manhole cover.
Out with one final story.
All right.
My God.
Man's kept father's dead body in freezer so he could talk to him.
Wow. How big's the freezer?
What? I don't know, actually.
Like a Schmeg?
You know what?
If he's left it long enough.
I'm not actually going to read that story, because that's quite sad.
No, it's not. What's sad about someone dying and then someone obviously having a mental illness that meant they thought keeping the dead body around was a good idea? What's sad about that, Ethan?
Oh, I was thinking more like of... The smell must be... Oh, I just can't imagine it. It's not my cup of tea. I don't really like that kind of...
What? Sorry, are you under the assumption that dead bodies in freezers is mine and Joe's cup of tea?
Oh, well, it's certainly not mine, let me put it that way.
Right,
so let me take you on another adventure.
Okay, that was a good adventure.
Yeah, there we go.
I was all alone on Saturday and had nothing to do. So you're probably wondering, what did you do if you're all alone?
What did you do?
Well, that's a good question, Joe. Actually,
couple of tugs?
No. I went to go watch him. Manchester City Football Club at the Etihad.
Wow.
Boo! Shout the Stratford Paddock fans who watch Sloppy Joes. I went by myself.
Yeah, I've seen the Etihad, that's probably about right.
Well, hey? Was it easy to get tickets?
Oh, well, I just went on Twitter and what I'd done
you
was...
pretended to be a schoolboy and he got one for free.
Well, I took out of my description that I worked for here and that I was a Newcastle fan and a man called Neil sent me the ticket and he said, pay me when you're there because I'll be there. So off I went. And what
was
a
he
remarkable...
the other person there?
Sorry, what's that true?
Was he the other person?
Oh, yeah, Neil had a spare ticket and he was going to be attending at the game, yes. And what a lovely man he was when we met him.
How much was it?
It was gone. So you and Neil just spent the day together, yeah?
I just spent the match with Neil. But what a lovely fan experience I had around the Etihad campus.
Sorry, where?
Around the Etihad campus. Around the Etihad campus, everything was going on. All the food, all the entertainment, all the fans. There was a bit of music on stage. They were playing this game where you had to guess the drawing of the football player drew by kids. And a few of the kids were crying when people didn't get it right.
It's a risky move, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Did you see that?
Drawn by kids.
Did you see the Man City lineup that day? They released it on Twitter and it was a... Did you see that, Ethan?
I did. Done quite well on the socials.
So, what were some of the players that they had to draw?
All of them drew. I can name some Manchester City players if you're unaware.
They drew that day, because it sounds a bit risky.
So, they did all of them. I'll show you the picture here. So, they released this as like their team sort of like social media picture before the game. If I can just find it quickly.
What was it? Oh, so Ethan, what did you do afterwards?
Oh, well, what did I do during it? I had fish and chips from a store, from the Hip Hop Chip Shop. That's my favourite fish and chip shop restaurant in town. And they had a little thing for
nice,
it there.
That's nice.
So I had my little pot and my fish and chips. I went inside the stadium, had an acai, lovely beer. Went to the game, sat with Neil, talked about it with him. Told him some mad stories. Don't think he really understood who I was and was a bit confused in the end. But a lovely man nonetheless. And afterwards, I got an ice cream. Monkey's blood on it. Have you heard of that, monkey's blood?
What?
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of monkey's blood.
Monkey's blood. If you said to the ice cream man, hello, can I have a 99 with monkey's blood on, please? What do you guess?
Strawberry sauce?
That's correct.
Who says that?
Everyone in Newcastle. Everyone in Newcastle says that.
Why?
Everyone.
Backwards.
No, it's not backwards.
Where does that come from?
Fucking is backwards.
No,
what do you call a 99? 66?
Oh, no, they're a £2 now, so just a £2.
Why is it called monkey's blood? I know, obviously, it's red, but why are we talking... Why are we bringing monkeys and blood into it?
Oh, I don't know, but I've just always gone with it, as we do with these words that we're given, I guess.
You said, Ethan, that, you know, Saturday you text all your friends and none of them were free.
Ah, yeah, none of my friends were free at all. Not one soul. None of my friends.
Didn't get a single text, did we?
Yeah, we didn't get a message.
I was free.
Yeah, I was laying down trying not to vomit, but I could have come out afterwards.
What would have we done?
Chip hop, pip pop.
Oh, it's lovely, the hip hop chip shop, Drew. Delightful in there. Just got loads of hip hop art on the
why
wall.
Why didn't you message either
chips.
Of us two if we were coming out?
Yeah, why don't you not count us as friends?
Oh, yeah.
Right. What did you do in the night time? Just go home.
Oh, I was quite tired afterwards. I was hoping.
It's like taking a kid out for a day, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was quite tired afterwards.
He went out for some food. He went to the game, watched the footy, loved the footy, and had a nice ice cream after. Ice cream at what? 10 at night.
Well, I was hoping to meet up with Trish because he was on the VAR monitor at the game. But
do you know this is, mate? Do you know what his job is?
What?
Here's his job. When there's a VAR check, he gets the monitor and pushes it out into the pitch.
Does he get paid well?
Well, yeah, he also like sorts out like the referee communication devices.
Do you mean the walkie-talkies?
Aye.
Right, let's fucking wrap this up. Ethan's run out of steam, so have we all.
I am. You're dressed like Count Dracula.
I'm trying to get a little bit out of Ethan. He keeps saying yeah.
No, well, I was just telling you like...
What time do you go to bed on Saturday night then?
Oh, I'm very tired at the minute, Drew. I've not had much sleep. But on Saturday night, well, I must have caught up a little bit that night, actually. Maybe 9 or 10.
He's been at 9. And then
on a Saturday night,
and then
he
talks
o'clock.
About how tired he is.
Sorry, I meant 9 or 10 hours worth of sleep.
Oh, even more than I thought. Yeah. 10 hours of sleep?
Oh,
that's what a fucking koala bear has.
I always do that, mate. I always need at least 8. But I can go for... if I don't put an alarm on, I've done it before once. I was buzzing for the next day because it was the football was on and we're playing West Ham.
So who's playing Man City?
Newcastle against West Ham.
Oh, you're a Newcastle fan.
Did you cheer when City scored?
No, well, no, hang on, let me tell you this.
You did, didn't you? Cheered when City scored.
I just clapped.
That's bad.
This is a mad one, right? So I went to bed.
You were so excited for the next day.
For the next day's Newcastle playing West Ham. Full day of football on the Saturday. A Saturday off. Lovely. So I went to bed and I woke up at about 9 o'clock and I thought, oof, I could do with an extra bit of a lying. How
yeah,
about we get
another
up?
Hour?
Yeah. I said 10:30 is what I'd done. Next thing you know, I woke up at 5 p.m. and I missed the whole day. I was asleep for 16 hours. I missed everything. I put my phone on. Newcastle lost 3-0 over West Ham. I couldn't believe it.
How can you possibly go... One more hour. Wake up 8 hours late. You'd already had 8 hours.
I couldn't believe it. I was so freaked out because I was thinking it must be 5 a.m.
That's fucking mental.
How old were you, a kid?
No, this is like 2 years ago.
Right, everyone, we've been the Sloppy Joes podcast. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Wait, Ethan.
Oh, see you later.